No atonement, no end to atonement. This useless atonement, useless atonement, therefore must do atonement, must do useless atonement. Way Zazening is the best atonement. Zazening is atonement. And we do in atonement individually. We do atonement as a group. But when we do atonement in a way, it's not to anyone, and yet atonement is done to sometimes someone, sometimes even with someone. And there are times monthly and in some traditions semi-monthly or even at other times when atonement is done as a public activity, such as what's called a fusatsu ceremony, which is atonement and vow renewal, which often is done based on a lunar calendar with the full moon day. And sometimes in some sanghas, atonement is done with specific details about what are atoning. Sometimes it's done publicly, sometimes it's done in select groups, and yet, atonement, atonement, atonement zazen. All of us, everyone we meet, all of us want to be at peace, want to be joyful. And yet, sometimes, seems like this is missing. So atonement is on account of beginningless greed, anger, delusion. Greed, anger, confusion. This beginningless grabbing, pushing away, being confused. What we do to make trouble in life, troubles for ourselves and for others, to cause stress, suffering, dissatisfaction in this moment, with this moment. There's no need for me to tell you this, because if you sit, when we sit, if we are attentive as we live, we can notice this. Notice these attachments manifesting and wanting events and people, things to be or not to be in a certain way. Can't help but notice this as we sit, as we practice. And yet it's important to notice these reactions and to make them part of our practice. Be willing and able to do this as a practice, and therefore with atonement, to be able and willing to acknowledge, to confess, so to speak, if and when we have harmful actions, such and such harmful actions, such and such karmic. Sometimes people, instead of harmful actions, they use the word karma, evil karma, in order to be able to move forward, so to speak, as atonement. If we can't or will not acknowledge or confess, even to ourselves, not necessarily to the other person, that there's something done then we can't clarify this beginningless greed, anger, can't clarify what's born of that, can't purify, if I use that word, atone, be at one. Now, in one sense, this greed, anger, confusion, or ignorance comes with being embodied. It's cause and effect, which is this beginningless. We don't have to add on and figure out where it comes from. Certainly don't have to add blame for cause and effect. And yet, we know this is the whole universe, that being embodied as a human, we have our own particular cause-effect, fundamental impermanence, if we say that. This no-self, which manifests in this self of body, mouth, and thought, body, mouth, and thought is, in a sense, the inherent tendencies of being embodied, being self-entanglements. What we add on to seeing, hearing, thinking, and so forth. What we add on to when we say, my body, my, this caught and self-centered dream of how we want and don't want. So there's my atonement confessing, if we say it that. And yet, our practice is in acknowledging this, we are enabled to let go of, to notice, and even just momentarily, not hold, not add on blame. This born of body, mouth, and thought, or we could sometimes say born of my body, my actions, speech, and thought, my beginningless greed, hatred, delusion, folly, different ways to translate it. It is mine, and yet it's mine inherent in being this body-mind moment of forgetting self, no mind. No mind to add on, no blame involved. And yet, this is our practice of this body-mind sitting, this body-mind atonement, this body-mind zazen. Now I acknowledge, now zazen, now purifying, which is atoning, purifying what's always pure. So in a way, atonement is very simple. And atonement is very basic. It doesn't necessarily require anything extra than ongoing practice. And it's important to do so-called extra, whether it's formal gatha of atonement that we do at various times in the communal Sangha practice in the Zen center with other groups by ourselves. When we notice this greed, anger, ignorance arising or entangling, and of course, pointing out born of body, mouth, and thought is the inherency that it is part of being human. Its arising is not the issue. Even entangling is not the issue in the sense that that's the opportunity of being just standing, breathing, walking, embodying just this moment, this at-one-ment universe that we are, that allows the universe to continue. And there's times to explore what is born of being human. Even times to explore what is this beginningless. So speaking of this, nothing needed to remember, and yet, whether when doing formal zazen or zazening throughout our day, whether when reciting the gatha or at other times, to be clear on what's called for right here, right now, and in taking care right here, right now, we take care of, since of old, the whole universe. We take care of myriad realms, of beginningless myriad realms that manifest right here, right now. Thank you.